The level of intimacy and understanding in a relationship between dog owners and their pets often differs due to many factors, such as the owner's occupation or the amount of time that they spend with their dog. Our names are Kelsey Neese and Quinn Plant, and we are first-year students in the dog course at Lafayette College. We interviewed Andy Venture, a professor in the psychology department who owns three dogs, Arlo, Maria, and Franz. Professor Venture has a unique view of animals, especially dogs, due to his scientific background. He sees dogs as individuals who belong on the same level of importance as humans and believes that humans should show greater appreciation for the incredible abilities of dogs. First, we asked Professor Venture about how having these dogs changed him as a person.
Getting that close to a different species has got to change you some. I mean, it's a cliche, but it's true. They really do kind of make you slow down and pay more attention to your surroundings when you're walking them, for example. They're just so much themselves. There's like a purity to them, in a sense. They're not backstabbing. They're not, you know, they don't have hidden agendas. They're not sarcastic. They just are what they are.
It was interesting to hear Professor Venture acknowledge a topic that we had talked about so much in class, the fact that dogs make us slow down and notice our surroundings. It was clear from this answer that Professor Venture has a very personal relationship with his three dogs and has thought about the intrinsic value that dogs have.
Professor Venture demonstrated this close relationship with his dogs by describing how each of his dogs have very different personalities. Here is Professor Venture talking about Maria, his youngest dog.
Well, Maria is indescribable in terms of personality. She still has a lot of puppy in her. Mm-hmm. She's very smart, very mischievous. She does, she'll do things like if one of the other dogs are sleeping, she'll take a toy and just lay it on their head just to see the reaction they get.
By observing the fact that each of his dogs has their own personality, Professor Venture is demonstrating the idea that dogs are individuals with identities. This belief lends itself to the idea of dogs having an Umwelt, or their own subjective realities, as Alexandra Horowitz describes in her book, Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know. In order to fully understand their pets and strengthen their relationships with them, Horowitz argues that dog owners must look at things from the dog's perspective.
As a psychologist and a dog owner, Professor Venture has seen his view of dogs change throughout the years.
I mean, I was trained in psychology in a time when animals was considered kind of bad form to see animals as anything other than, you know, lab preparations. And so there wasn't a lot of emphasis put on things like personality, individuality, so that animals are actually organisms that are interesting in their own. They were used as kind of proxies for human behavior. And so even being trained that model, I didn't completely buy it.
Professor Venture's view on animals and their individualism was progressive in the time period of his psychology training. This change in thinking from dogs as objects to dogs as individuals is also detailed by Alexandra Horowitz. Previously, dogs seemed so familiar, so understood, and it was thought that dogs are simple, happy creatures whom we need to train and feed and love, and that is all there is to them. However, dogs are now being studied more for their abilities and recognized for their intrinsic value.
As a psychologist, Professor Venture, I thought, must have reason behind his theories about his dogs, so I was curious to know why he believes dogs are more interested in us than other animals.
The dogs are, physiologically, their brain structures, etc., are more like ours. There's more interaction between dogs and us than there is with some of the other animals.
Professor Venture's claim provoked me to research more into this similarity, and according to a Wired article entitled Brain Scans Show Striking Similarities Between Dogs and Humans, written by Brandon Keim, a recent brain imaging study has found similarities in how humans and dogs process voice and emotion. Based on other experiments, Keim shares that there are regions of dog brains that are attuned to human voices and vice versa, and this ability must have been a result of their shared ancestor.
Professor Venture touched upon the idea that, although much of the general public disagrees, dogs are a lot smarter than we perceive them to be.
I think this whole mechanistic kind of behavioral view of dogs is just wrong. I think dogs, like people, generate hypotheses about things and they test them. They're constantly kind of seeing what works and what doesn't work, and they kind of base their future behavior on that. I do think they are kind of conscious thinking organisms. They certainly learn from experience, and they're just smart. And I think in ways that we don't really appreciate sometimes. I think they can differentiate things that we just kind of ignore. They're more focused on the environment. They're constantly evaluating their environment. They're constantly testing their environment.
This perception of dogs as observant beings brings up the misconceptions that most people have regarding dogs and their actions. One of the most common misconceptions about dogs is the guilty look. Alexandra Horowitz addresses this misconception and provides experimental results to inform the reader the falsehood of this common fallacy. In the experiment, Horowitz had owners instruct their dog not to eat a treat. Once the owners left the room, the dogs either ate the treat or were prevented from eating the treat. When the owners came back into the room, regardless of whether they ate the treat or not, if the owners scolded them, the dogs gave the guilty look. The guilty look is actually known as a submissive grin, a type of appeasement gesture, meaning it's an innate behavior dogs use when they feel threatened, as if they're asking not to get in trouble.
Professor Ventura talked about the hierarchy of humans and animals, an idea related to that of speciesism, commonly discussed in animal ethics pieces written by philosopher Peter Singer. Speciesism, or in this case, human speciesism, is the idea that non-human animals are excluded from the rights, freedoms, and protections that are afforded to humans. Professor Ventura addressed this idea and discussed why it is wrong to say that humans are superior to dogs.
I mean, I've really come around to not just the dogs, but just really appreciating animals in general. How this whole idea that, you know, we're somehow special as human beings is just ridiculous. When you look at some of the things that animals can do that we can't do, see in infrared some animals. I mean, look at the olfactory abilities of our dogs. I mean, it's astounding. They just see the world in a different way than we do. It doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them worse. It just makes them interesting.
Professor Venture's view of dogs stands out in comparison to the general public, who tend to anthropomorphize and not consider the intrinsic value of dogs. His thinking around dogs, creating and testing hypotheses, shows his scientific background and that he has taken the time to analyze and understand his dogs and their behavior. As humans, we have a responsibility to learn about our dogs and avoid anthropomorphism in order to treat them with respect and provide for their needs. The human-dog relationship is one unique to our two species, and Professor Ventura has adopted a very modern view that allows him to appreciate his dogs to the highest degree.